Sportsline continues on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Sportsline here on The Fan. Chris and Marcus, glad to be with you on a fast-moving Thursday. Right now we are joined by former Packer linebacker, commentator supreme, many, many ways to follow him, Brady Popinga, especially right here on The Fan. Brady, how you doing today, man?
Commentator supreme, I like that, man. I saw you pause there, too, or at least I felt you pause.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to figure out what to say there.
No, that was drama.
Good.
Dramatic effect,
ooh.
Brady. I was trying to go for
you
some
had
dramatic
me hanging
effect.
You had me hanging right there on the throw. What is going to say? I was going to describe me. Oh, supreme. I like it.
And number 29, hanging on. Well, it's merited. Hanging on at 29, the suspense, the drama. Anything new to share with us, your view at 29 since we last spoke in terms of the Packers?
Well, you know, I'd like at 29 him. I would like to see this. I would like to see Ted get aggressive, package a deal together to jump up somewhere. I don't know, top 15, get ahead of the Broncos at the very least to get Christian McCaffrey. Because I've been saying this all along, he is the best player, the best valued player in all the draft. Because you're gonna get 3-for-1, and if you're able to add him into the mix with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, with the already really good two tight end sets that they're going to have up there in Green Bay with Kendricks and Martellus Bennett, with Jordy, Randall Cobb. I mean, golly, you put a guy like Christian McCaffrey in that mix? That's an offense that literally is a nightmare beyond belief. And you're forgetting that you're even facing Aaron Rodgers in the sense that, like, you know what? He makes it a nightmare, but then you add all these other guys. I mean, you're just as a defense. You're basically going to implement the old strategy of, okay, we're going to run the most conservative stuff we can, and let's just hope that throughout the duration of the game, we don't give up a lot of big plays, and they throw us a couple and see what happens. And if that happens, generally speaking, the defense is given up.
Wow, Brady. Okay, so here's a question for you. Do you, if you're the Packers, get somebody with a similar skill set, body type as Ty Montgomery, so you have to throw out half the playbook if you have an injury, keep them both fresh for those reasons? You look a little different. And if you could get McCaffrey at 29 or Mixon in the second round, what would you do?
Well, they're not going to – okay, McCaffrey's not going to be a 29. Let's just all accept that reality.
But we can
he's
stop
probably
talking
going to be in the top.
Last, of course, Nigel Hayes, Bronson Koenig, all the guys moving on, now Jordan Hill as well. But before that, I know Alex Hornibrook is the quarterback, but beyond him, I mean, it seems like there's been a guy waiting in the wings for a while, and I'm looking at the depth chart right now. Is it Kare Lyles? Like, who is the other quarterback where – you know, I know Hornibrook's only going to be a sophomore, but who's going to be the number two?
I think it'll be a good battle between Lyles and the true freshman, Jack Cohn. Now, Wisconsin had a scrimmage on Friday, and both got to have extended reps with the second unit. And, you know, both actually played really well and had some of their better performances that I've seen this spring. Lyles had actually led the offense to two of their four touchdowns, although, you know, one of those drives started in the red zone. But, you know, his ability to kind of engineer and command the offense, I think, stood out to me. He didn't try to do too much, kind of just picks apart the defense, takes what they give them. Cone's probably the higher upside guy who maybe had his best practice of the spring in that Friday scrimmage. He got the offense rolling after they were being shut down by the defense, and he engineered a really nice 10-play, 70-yard drive, capped it off with a nice 5-yard touchdown pass where he kind of led the tight end into the corner of the end zone beautifully away from traffic and the defenders. But, you know, he's a bigger kid, 6'3", 6'4". He can also run. He's kind of been a little cautious, I think, with his arm this spring, like most true freshmen. But he started to kind of let it loose and looked comfortable hitting receivers at the second level on Friday. You know, I think it'll be a tight race to see who that number two quarterback is. You know, I think unless it's without a doubt Jack Cohn, I think you just have to go with Lyles just because you don't want to burn that red shirt on Cohn if you don't have to. So I think that'd be really difficult to do if he's your number two quarterback to kind of keep him out of action for an entire season. So I think the smart money would be on Lyles, but I think Cohn, what he did on Friday, I think he definitely showed he could be that number two quarterback as a true freshman.
All right, Evan, what do you think about Jordan Hill moving on? How big of a loss is that, if at all?
Well, I'm surprised because, you know, you can't possibly say what Wisconsin really pushed for it because it's not like they can really do anything with the scholarship anyway. They already had one available for a transfer for a one-year immediately eligible guy. Now they have two of those available, so it really didn't do them that much help. And, you know, you figured he would be in line for possibly a starting job at the shooting guard spot next year with Wisconsin losing Zach Showalter. They really only have Brevin Pritzel returning at that spot, and they'll have, you know, Colby King and Brad Davidson coming in as guards as well. So it's a little surprising from that standpoint, because his playing time, without a doubt, was going to increase. And, like I said, it doesn't do Wisconsin a whole lot of good. So I'm wondering kind of what his thought process was, other than just wanting to play more. But it's surprising, kind of knowing him and knowing how hard he's worked, to kind of stick around in this program and make some noise, because he has come a long way since he was a freshman and really worked to have a role on this team. It's just surprising that, you know, at the end of the road here, where with a chance to start, he kind of pulled out and will probably go to a mid-major program where, you know, maybe he could possibly do the same thing.
Interesting. Great stuff as always, Evan. We will chat with you next week post-spring game, and then we can overreact to all the stuff that doesn't happen.
All the non-important things, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right, thanks, Evan. Thanks, appreciate Evan. It. That's Evan Flood, 247sports.com. There you go. So we've talked about the Bucks. How could you not? We've talked about the Brewers. They're hot right now. Eric Thames is killing it. And now we've talked about the Badgers. I guess that leaves Aaron Rodgers, Olivia Munn talk on the
other
side. We're
not going to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs?
I guess that leaves Aaron Rodgers, Olivia Montauk on the other side.
For the latest news on the green and gold, keep it here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.